how can the wrestling business learn from Toys R Us? Toys R Us has been around forever, and this Monday will liquidate all its assets and eventually be out of business. You know, the wrestling business is thriving right now. The WWE may not have a direct competitor like WCW. There was a threat of Monday Night Wars with TNA a couple of years ago, but they were clearly outnumbered because of lack of reach of available homes watching TNA, and they were just outclassed. So we have not had direct competition with the WWE since the Monday Night Wars from 95 until 2001, when the WWE purchased WCW and ended that, which declared McMahon the winner. But pro wrestling, even in the tri-state area, has thrived over the past couple of years rising from the ashes of organizations such as, for example, just throwing out there, House of Glory, Capital Wrestling with their event March the 24th, celebrating their two-year anniversary. You have ICW, who's out of business, back in business, but they're having their show March the 24th, Rebirth as well. Pro Wrestling Magic, who's having great, great shows, has a show tonight with the main event being EC Negro against Tommy Dreamer. Of course, you have Battle Club Pro with my guy Joaquin Morales and his partners, and what they've done. They're going to have their first ever all-female show Memorial Day weekend, or close to Memorial Day. So the business is thriving. Plus, you know, you can't forget what Tier 1 has been doing in Brooklyn, and FTW has been doing, Fireball Wrestling, the New York Wrestling Connection, everything they've been doing in Long Island. So the business is doing great, Jersey O Pro, just to name a few. But, Toys R Us, a couple of reasons why it failed. Number one, it failed to evolve, and Amazon, everything is online now. So wrestling continues to evolve. Just keep abreast with modern storylines, modern current events, and ultimately just continue to make it interactive. The fans, I know the internet wrestling community, or IWC, has been is always annoying, always complaining. But just make it interactive with things such as the mixed tag challenge, through Facebook Live, through YouTube, through social media, the interactions with the talent. That's how you will survive, and that's how wrestling will survive. And as long as you keep it about the athleticism, about the wrestlers in the ring, telling stories, telling great personalities, that is how pro wrestling will live for the next 50 to 100 years. Will we see another revolution? I thought a couple of years ago, no. But now that you have the UFC who has plateaued a little bit, the WWE can take advantage, or pro wrestling can take advantage of that. So that is my opinion, how the UFC, or I'm sorry, how pro wrestling does not turn into Toys R Us. It's about evolution. It's about staying ahead of the curve. It's about the athletes in the ring. It's all about telling stories. And it's about continuing to be interactive with your fans and ultimately, produce a great product. And through producing a great product, you'll be able to do the video streaming. You'll be able to do the interactive social media, and you'll be able to sell out football arenas. So that's a lesson to be learned. I was a Toys R Us kid. I always used to die to go to the wrestling section, still do to this day, and check out the latest WWE toys from Jack Specific or Mattel, whoever the WWE decides to partner with, for example. But now, not that everything has changed, everything is online. The brick and mortar is dead, and that's another story for another issue. But from the business perspective, that is how pro wrestling will not become the next Toys R Us.